Good morning. It's always a good pleasure to be with you.
大家早上好，总是很高兴可以来到这边，礼拜天早上跟大家在一起。
It is exciting to preach the word of God.
是很高兴可以讲传讲神的话语。
As well as to study God's word for our lives.
而且同时也是非常高兴，我们可以学习神的话语，在我们生活上可以有应用。
I trust that you've had a good summer beginning already and that God has blessed you richly.
我希望这个夏天已经开始，希望你们大家的这个夏天的暑假过得都很高兴。但神也祝福你们每一个人。
The last time I was with you, I asked you the question, how big is your God?
上次我跟大家在一起，是我谈到的我们的神到底有多大。
And my response to you was, his God is as big as you want him to be in your life.
那我的给大家的答复是说，你要神多大，神就是有多大。
What is important for us to recognize and realize is that we need to know what God's word has to say for our correct living.
最重要的是在我们生活，我们怎么样过一个用神的话语过一个正确的生活。
I was asked the question a few weeks ago. What are your favorite scripture passages from God's word?
几个礼拜以前，我问过大家。在圣经里面，你最喜欢的经节是什么地方
？I'm wondering what would be the verses that you would say to someone if they asked you that question.
那如果人家问你这个问题的话，你会怎么样答复
？As I contemplated this, I discovered that there are three or four passages that really mean a great deal to me.
那我自己想过，圣经里面有三四个地方，那些经节对我来说都是非常重要、喜欢的。
These are not in your notes, but you might want to write them down. They are verses that have helped me in my day-to-day living.
他说这些经节对我每天的过的生活都非常有帮助的，不在我今天这个给大家的这个单章里头。可是如果你们有兴趣，也可以写下来。
The first passage of scripture that has meant a great deal to me is found in Isaiah the 40th chapter and the 31st verse.
他说第一个地方在以赛亚书是我指的签证 40章以赛亚书40章
The second passage is found in Deuteronomy 31:6
第二句在生命记里头我指签证 31:6 31章第六节
And Psalm 103 verses 2 and 3
Psalm 103 and
203. 103 verses 2
and 3. Okay. 在诗篇第一个、第二个地方，就第三个地方，就是诗篇103章里头第二节跟第三节。
And Galatians 6:9.
那最后一个地方就是在Galatians 加拉太书第六章第九节。
And the last one is Philippians 4:6.
最后一个地方在腓立比书第四章第六节。
Let me encourage you to look those up this week and to discover those truths for yourself as well.
我想在这个礼拜里头，我想鼓励大家，这五个地方的经节，可以你们在回家的时候可以去看一看，看对你们有什么帮助，什么感想。
It is great comfort to know that God's word applies to our lives in a daily way.
我们真的心里很高兴，就是神的话语在我们每天过一个基督徒的生活里头，都对我们有非常的大的帮助。
I have enjoyed studying the biographies of great missionaries.
我总是很喜欢看这些有名的、有记载的一些这些传道人的宣教士的一些生平事迹。
William Carey, who was a missionary to India for a number of years,
他说有一个宣道士叫 William Carey, 他是到印度去传教的人。
Expressed his desire in these words.
他曾经这样说过。
Expect great things from God.
他说我们要对神有很高的期望。
Attempt great things for God.
我们要试着做很为神做很伟大的事。
Let me repeat that again as we begin to think about this in relation to this morning's message.
所以让我再重复一遍他所讲的话，跟我们今天早上所要分享的事情。
Expect great things from God.
我们对神要有很高的期望
and attempt great things for God.
那我们也要试我们最大的努力做很伟大的事为神做很伟大的事情
I wonder how many times we put God in a box and say it's not possible for him to do this or that.
我想想有多少时候我们把我们的神放在一个盒子里，我们想神也不能做这个，神也不能做那个。
But William Carey's challenge to us is expect anything from God.
那 William Carey 告诉我们，他说我们可以对神有任何的期望。
And as we expect great things from God, then we have a responsibility in return.
我们对神有很高的期望，那我们也是希望，神有给我们有很好的那个回应。
Now I think that there is a warning to us as well from Acts the 8th chapter.
他说在使徒行状第八章里头也给我们有很大的一个警告。
You see, what we do for God is not about what we about ourselves, but it is about our heart of a servant.
他说我们要为神做很伟大的事情，并不是要讲我们自己的伟大，是要讲我们的心愿意为神做这样子的事情。
What we do for God is not to be viewed by others so they see us, but that they see God in what we do.
我们愿意为神做的事情的时候，我们做的事情的时候，不是要人家看到我们做的是什么，是要看到我们做的事情是为神做的，人家可以看到神。
Our passage of scripture this morning that was read gives us some insight of what God would like to see from us.
我们今天早上刚刚念这圣经路加十章二十五到三十七节，就从这里头我们也可以看到神是怎么样成就这个事情。
In some of your Bibles, the heading over these verses might read definition of a neighbor.
他说也许你们有人的圣经里头这一段圣经你的那个主题可能是翻译说怎么样是成一个邻舍，一个好邻舍的一个定义。
Or the parable of a good Samaritan.
或者是翻译成说一个好的撒玛利亚人的比喻。
You notice in verse 25 that there was a man who knew the law very well.
你可以看从二十五节你可以看到这边有一个人对这个律法是非常清楚的。
It was his intent to ask Jesus a question, hoping that he could somehow cause Jesus to stumble over the question.
他故意要问神的问题，就是想看神怎么样，可以好像没有办法很好的回答。
The question was a simple question, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
问题是很简单，他说我该做什么才可以承受永生。
Jesus simply said to him, you know the law.
所以基督就告诉他，你知道律法的人。
And the man answered,You're to love your neighbor, love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself.
所以这个人就说了，因为律法上是说，他说你要尽心、尽性、尽力，尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
Certainly, verse 27 is a challenge to all of us in how we ought to live.
当然了，二十七节里对我们大家都是一个挑战，如何要活一个好的一个基督徒的生活。
To love God with all of our heart, with everything that is about us.
我们尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主我们的神。
And to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
又爱邻舍如同自己。
But the man who was asking the question was looking for a loophole.
这个问问题的人就是想找到一个那个瑕疵。
He wanted to see if he could trip Jesus up in the teaching of the law, which he knew well.
所以他是想要说，用基督问这个问题的时候，让基督来陷在这个律法里头。
So the passage of Scripture tells us about three significant people.
所以这一段圣经里告诉我们三个有意义的人。
There was a person on the road who was injured, who had an accident.
他说有一个人在这个路上的人，他是。有了这个一个不幸的一个这个事情发生。
And we see three people's responses to this person.
那你可以看到三个不同的人对这个人这个受伤的事件的反应。
The first is a priest who drives out of his way to avoid the conflict that this man was having.
对，你可以从三十一节里面可以看到，第一个是一个祭司，他怎么样想不要惹麻烦上身，他怎么样绕道而行。
The second was a Levite who drove on past the situation as well.
你看到第二个人就在32节那里是一个利未人，他也是照样从那里经过。
I don't know about you, but oftentimes when I see an accident on the freeway, my instinct is I want to stop to see if I can be of some help.
我不知道你的反应怎么样。有的时候我在高速公路上开车的时候，我看到有车祸，我心里总是想要停下来看看我可不可以为他们做些什么。
But in California, to stop along the highway is probably not the best idea. It's pretty dangerous.
但是你在加州的话，你看到有车祸，你把车子停下来，这是蛮危险的一个事情，不是一个聪明之举。
So there are times that I have felt like the priest or the Levite of this story.
所以我有的时候就感觉我自己做的好像就像这个祭司，像这个利未人一样。
But there was a Samaritan, the third person.
那你看到第三节第三个人是一个撒玛利亚人。
And we see his reaction was to love his neighbor as he loved himself.
我们看到他的行为是怎么样？他是爱他的邻舍，如同爱他自己。
In the notes that I've handed out to you this morning, I've given you four words that characterize his life and his ministry of loving his neighbor.
那这个我今天早上给你们大家那个单章里头就给你们四个特点，这就是这个撒玛利人他的个性，他的行为里面的特点。
You'll notice that the four words are compassion, contact, care, and cost.
你可以看到这四个，第一个就是热心，第二个就是contact， 就是要有联系，第三个叫关心，第四个就是代价。
I believe that those are four characteristics that God desires of us as we love our neighbor.
我相信的话，这四个特点也是神要我们这个样子做，去爱我们的邻舍。
The question this morning might be, who is your neighbor?
那第一个问题你就想了，到底谁是我们的邻舍？
It is those people whom we come in contact with on a daily basis or even occasionally.
有些就是我们每天接触的人，有些是我们偶尔接触的人，这些人就是我们的邻舍。
In verse 33, we see the reaction of the Samaritan as he showed compassion.
所以你看到第三十三节，你就看这撒玛利亚人，你就可以看到他的慈心。
It says, and when he saw him, he took pity on him.
他说，这个撒玛利亚人看到他，他就动了他的慈心去帮助那个人。
A number of years ago in Galveston, Texas, there was one of those great storms that almost wiped out the entire city.
他说很多年以前在德州有个城市叫 Galveston， 它有个很大的一个风暴暴雨，差点把那个整个城市都毁灭。
As the people were recovering from the devastating storm, the Christians stood out in that community because they loved their neighbor.
因为大家都是想要把那个城市在复建，可是在那段时间里头，基督徒他们所作所为的话，真是每个人都可以看见很杰出。
Rather than fixing their homes first, they went to the people of the community and began to serve them by fixing their homes.
那时候那些基督徒他们并没有先要修复自己的家，他们先去帮助别人修复人家的家。
It was written up in the newspaper, what they had done, and it really was what we sang about this morning. By your love, you will know that we are Christians.
他说那些基督徒在那个时候他们所做的就像我们今天早上唱的歌，因为这些基督徒的爱，人家就知道我们是基督徒。
Our hearts are warmed by the stories we read where Christians reach out and do something and love others in order that they might be able to help them out of compassion.
他们这些行为在当地的报纸上也有登出来，所以他们怎么样去爱护人家，把自己的事情先放一边。
Let me ask you this question this morning as you think about compassion in your life.
那现在就是说，今天早上我想问大家一个问题，就是说，看在你的生活里头，你有什么样子的慈心、热心？
What would the people lose if you were gone that is your neighbor that you live around?
他说，如果这些人有什么在你的那个邻居附近、住家附近有发生这些事情，你会怎么样做？人家会损失些什么？
I've asked that question about the church. What would our community miss if First Baptist Church, if the Chinese Church of Blessing was not here? What would this community miss?
他说我有时就会想到，如果我们在我们这个第一浸信会里头，如果在中国教会的这些福气，我们没有一份的话，我们是什么样子的损失？
You see, we are saved by God's grace.
因为我们是靠神的恩典而得救的。
But we are saved unto loving our neighbor or doing good works.
因为神拯救我们，希望我们会爱护我们的邻舍。
God desires that we will have a heart of compassion for those around us.
神要我们对我们周围的人有慈心，有爱心。
Does your heart break for the people whom God brings into the intersections of your life?
你们对在你们周围你认的这些人当中，你们是不是有这样子的爱心？
By your love, they will know that you're a Christian.
因为你对他们的爱，让他们可以看到你是基督徒。
You see, it begins with compassion for those around us.
我们大家第一个要做的人就是要有爱心。
This is not a difficult message. It's a simple message, but it's absolute truth for a Christian's life.
他说今天这段经节并不是很难的经节，是很简单的经节，可是对我们基督徒的生活里来说是非常重要的。
The second thing that we see in this passage is in the first part of verse 34.
在这段经节里，在那个三十四节的头半段，你可以又看到另外一个事情。
The Samaritan went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine.
他说你看到这个撒玛利亚人上前用油和酒倒在那个受伤人伤处包裹好了。
Loving our neighbor, loving the people around us, oftentimes mean our going to them, not waiting for them to come to us.
他说爱我们的邻舍或爱我们认识的人，他说最重要就是说我们要先去爱他们，先去替他们做什么，不是在这边等着他们来找我们。
A little better than a year and a half ago, you remember the young lady that had been the women's pastor here at First Baptist Church, Kathy Sturgeon.
她说你记得在我们这个英文教会里头，在一年半以前有个负责教会事工的叫 Kathy 的一个女孩子，一个姊妹。
She was out on a more early morning about 10 o'clock riding her bike preparing for a bicycle race that she was going to be a part of.
她说有一天早上大概十点多钟她在在练习其他的单车，因为她准备参加一个那个大概当地的一个竞赛。
A young lady who was 18 years old who had been out all that night drinking hit her from behind and just about killed her.
她说有一个女孩子18岁，前一天晚上通宵喝酒喝醉了，就是撞到他，差点把这个 Kathy 要撞死。
We prayed for Kathy for weeks and months as her body began to heal, as the doctors did the very best that they could to bring her back to as much being as much normal as possible.
他说那医生他们也尽了他们的力，我们给他们祷告了好几个月，就是希望他可以恢复
The young lady was later sentenced to a number of years in jail to serve as a result of the accident.
那十八岁的女孩子后来被判了要坐监牢，要坐好几年。
This last Thursday, my wife had a lunch with Kathy.
上个礼拜四的时候，我太太跟那个 Kathy 那个姊妹，她们两个一起吃中饭。
Kathy's doing very well as she's recovering from the devastating injuries.
他说那个 Kathy 她受的伤的话现在已经恢复。
But Kathy told the story of she and the other lady that were hit on their bikes of going to visit this young girl in jail.
他说他跟另外一个姊妹要去探访这个把他们撞伤的那个女孩子。
As they visited with her, she was very remorseful and asked for their forgiveness.
他那女孩子很有悔改的心，希望 Kathy 跟另外那个姊妹可以求他们的原谅。
They assured her of their forgiveness for her, but expressed their concern that she would become a Christian.
这两个姊妹告诉那个撞他们的那个女孩子说，我们是原谅了你，可是我们心里也有很大的负担，希望你可以有得救的，有重生。
You see, it's by their love that they're praying that God will use this accident to change this young lady's life.
因为他们的爱心，他们希望借着这个车祸的事情，可以改变另外那个女孩子的生活跟生命。
You see, it begins with compassion and contact.
从你开始，你可以看到是要有爱心，然后要有跟他们有联系。
Just as the Samaritan did on that road where he found that man who had been injured.
就像这个撒玛利亚人看到在这个路上受伤的人。
Let's look at the third word in this passage. It's also found in verse 34, the second part.
那第三个特点呢，就是在第三十四节的后半段可以看到，就是要照顾跟关心。
The word is care. And then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn and took care of him.
他说这个就是要照应的意思。他说你看到那边差不多到了三十五节，第二天拿出银钱把它放在那马上，又把它放在一个旅馆里头。
Notice that all of these things took time away from what the Samaritan had planned to do.
你可以看到这些慈心，这些照应的话，都是要花时间的。这些事情并不是在那个本来那个撒玛利亚他预计要做的事情的里头。
It meant him going out of his way, probably putting him behind in the schedule of what he had planned.
这很可能是他把他自己的计划要延迟才可以做这些事情。
Oftentimes we are confronted with situations with the people around us.That we say to them, I'll be praying for you.
他说我们常常在我们周围的时候，人家发生事情，我们就跟人家说，我们会替你祷告。
Sadly to say, sometimes we offer a simple little prayer and then we quickly forget.
他说很不愿意说，可是有的时候我们是说我们要替人家祷告，我们是很快的给他做一个很简短的祷告，然后就做我们自己的事情，就把这个事情给忘掉了。
But you see, what God desires of us.With our neighbor is to take time and to become involved in their life.
可是神要我们做的就是要我们要花一点时间，表现我们的爱心跟关心跟照应在我们周围的人身上。
There are many ways in which we can care for one another.
那个很多不同的方法我们可以互相照顾。
Sometimes it's a kind word.
有的时候就讲几句鼓励的话。
Other times it might even be a meal that we take to them.
那有的时候就是也许你能煮一点好吃的东西给人家。
Other times it might be visiting them and spending time with them.
那有的时候就去探访他们，就跟他们花一点时间跟他们在一起。
Maybe it's simply saying, I'll pick you up, I'll take you to the doctor, or I'll take you to wherever you need to go.
也许有的时候你就说，你要去看医生，你要去做什么，我来接你，送你过去。
May I encourage you, no matter what you do,Make sure that you continue to follow through again and again.
他说不管你做什么，我想鼓励大家，就说你这个事情要继续的，要给他看着他们成就。
Oftentimes people will ask me to pray for them, and I promise that I will do that daily.
有的时候人家叫我替他们祷告的时候，我会答应他们，我每天都会替他们祷告。
Sometime during the week, I'll call them on the phone or send them a postcard.Just reminding them that I'm praying for them.
那有的是在一个礼拜里，我们给他寄一个明信片，就告诉他们，我还是关心他们，我还继续在给他们祷告。
Another way is that after we've been praying for them, the next time you see him, ask him, "What's God been up to? Has He met your need? How has He helped you?"
有的时候我们替人家祷告了一段时间，你看到那个人的时候，你也可以问他，神在你身上最近成就了什么？
Our brother this morning asked us to pray for one of the members of the congregation here.
他说今天早上的时候，那个牧师叫我们替教会里面的人祷告。
It's oftentimes easy to remember at that point, but where the need of prayer is, it's every day thereafter.
他说不但是在那时候我们替这个弟兄或姐妹祷告，我们还要继续不断地替他们祷告。
I trust that we will learn what it is not only to have compassion and to make contact, but to care for one another.
我相信我们大家不但是要有热心，我们要跟他们继续的联络，我们也要照应他们。
You see, that's love divine, isn't it?
这就是神的爱。
That's expressing our deep desire to love one another as we love ourselves.
这就是我们从心里头真正的我们互相彼此相爱。
It's obedient to God's charge to us as Christians.
这也就是神给我们的使命，要彼此相爱。
Notice the last word in our passage of scripture.
你可以看到我给你们的单张反面，第四个，这是特殊的特性。
To love your neighbor means there's a cost.
就是你要爱你的邻舍的话，这是要付代价的。
Verse 35 tells us about the cost that was involved for that Samaritan man.
你看在第三十五节，你就可以看到这撒玛利亚人所付的代价。
He was willing to not only give of himself, but he gave of the treasures that God had entrusted to him.
他不但是愿意自己出力，他也愿意把神给他的一些财宝叫拿出来去照应那个人。
A couple of weeks ago, there was a gentleman that called me on the phone.
在两个礼拜以前，有一个人打电话给我。
And he said, I'm aware of somebody in the church family that has a need.
他说我知道在教会里有一个家庭有这个特别的需要。
He says, I'm wondering how I can help this family without them knowing that it's come from me.
他说我在想那个打电话的人在说我怎么样可以帮助这个家庭，然后并不需要他们知道是我帮助他们。
He began to explain to me that there was a young teenage girl that needed some braces for her teeth.
他开始跟我解释有这么一个女孩子她的牙齿需要矫正。
The family could not afford the $4,000 that it was going to cost to have this done.
他说那个家庭没有办法负担这4000多块钱做这个矫正牙齿的事情。
And although this gentleman didn't know the family, he had just met them a few weeks before in one of the church services.
他说这个打电话给我的人才认识这一家人几个礼拜以前，他并没有个人的关系。
He felt a compassion for them.
他心里就有这样子的爱心，有这样子的感动。
As I listened to the story, I said to him, my friend, you're going to lose the joy of this blessing by not letting them know who the person is that's helping.
他说我在跟那个人讲说，如果他们不知道你是帮忙，你也失去了一些喜乐。
And so he began to pray about that, and he felt that the sense of what he should do in reaching out was to let them know that this was the desire of his heart.
所以他祷告了以后，他就发觉他应该怎么做，他就应该跟这个家庭分享，这是他心里的负担，想要帮助他们。
Although his new friends were reluctant, they were grateful.
他这个新的这个朋友的话，好像也不太愿意接受这个帮助，不过他们心里是非常的感激。
Last Sunday, I saw them gathered together out here in the courtyard, just visiting and loving one another.
他说我上个礼拜天的时候看在这两个教会中间那个地方，他们这两组人在那边谈很开心。
You see, it was someone with compassion that was willing also to be involved in the cost and the expense of loving his neighbor.
他说你看一个有爱心的人，他也愿意付上这样子的代价做爱他的邻舍。
This morning as we conclude, I have two questions for you.
今天早上在我结束以前，我对你们大家有两个问题。
And they're listed in your notes there. Is it easier or hard for you to show good Samaritan-like love?
他说在你们的单张上面问题第一个就是说是到底是容易还是不容易像你们做像这个撒玛利亚人这个样子表现他的爱。
The second question is which of the four C's of love is most difficult for you?
他说第二个问题就是说他跟我们讲的这四个特性里头这英文都是从 C 开始。那对你们来说哪一个是最难做到的
God help us to take this lesson from Luke 10 and apply it to our lives
希望神帮助我们用这路加福音第十章这里面的这个教训的话对我们基督徒的生活是有帮助的
Love God with all of our heart
我们要尽心尽力尽心尽性尽力尽意爱我们的神
And love our neighbor as we love ourselves
又要爱邻舍如同自己
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, take this truth and apply it to our hearts and lives as we consider the relationship of who is my neighbor.
亲爱的天父，在我们在思考谁是我们的邻舍的时候，求你帮助我们用这个信息，让我们的基督徒在我们的生活里头有帮助。
My prayer is that out of this family of God.
我希望的是在这个神的家庭里头。
Will come many testimonies of people who have been a Samaritan who have loved their neighbor.
我们有很多这个样撒玛利亚人这种爱心的这个见证在我们这个神的家庭里头。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。
杰跟我们传讲神的信息。
Thanks, Pastor Jay, so much for he shared God's word.
神帮助我们，让我们好像撒玛利亚人。
May God help us to become a Samaritan.
我们唱站起来，我们要结束我们的聚会，唱诗406，借我赐恩福。
Let's stand up and sing hymn 406. Make me a blessing.
巴不得我们好像撒玛利亚人，能够借着我们赐恩福。
460, I'm sorry.
460.
May God bless us, all of us. We act like Samaritans in the chapter 10.
我们唱第一节第三节。
Let's do first and third stanza.
A tremendous song for us to sing. A prayer of our heart is that you would make us a blessing.
天父，这诗歌是非常的好，希望你可以让我们成为别人的祝福。
We thank you that your word is powerful.
我们要感谢你，因为你自己的话语是带着能力的。
And gives to us faithful instruction of how we're to live.
给我们信实的信心，我们怎么样过一个基督徒的生活。
As we go from this time of worship.
我们在离开这里的时候
May our hearts be uplifted.
希望我们每一个人的心都是可以被祝福的
May our worship be pleasing and honoring to you, O Lord.
也希望我们对神的敬拜是讨神喜悦的
And grant to us the blessing this week.
求你在这个礼拜给我们祝福
Of being an influence in people's lives.
所以我们对别人的生活有影响，有帮助。
Protect us and watch over us.
求你保守我们每一个人。
Until we meet again.
直到我们下次再见面。
Grateful to you, O God.
我们真是要感谢你。
For all the blessings that you provide.
感谢你给我们所有的祝福。
You are abundant in our lives.
你让我们的生活 更丰富。
And we rejoice in it in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们在里头有喜乐。我们这样子奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.